streaming music 24 hours a day. BearRadio.net.
Hey, singer guys, butch it up a little, okay?
I told you.
It was you!
This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net. Eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. I'm Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia, here with Daddy Bear Rocco, and we're hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop the trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. And here's an article by the reporter Carl Swanson, published in New York Magazine, February 22nd, 2006, entitled Grizzly Men, Otters and Wolves and Bears, Oh My. Gay men aren't supposed to look much like the balding, hairy belly up to the bar crowd at the dugout in the Far West Village. The place doesn't smell much like gay men are supposed to, either. Beery, sweaty, like a frat party gone on way too long. In some cases, at least judging by the bushy gray facial hair in the dank room for decades. But everybody's having a pretty good time, even the skinny guys who wandered in for the $3 buds at the Sunday night beer blast and find themselves outnumbered and largely ignored by the husky men around them, the bears. The dugout is the city's best-known bar for bears. Gay men who look rather like middle-aged straight men who haven't been metrosexually harassed into banishing carbs from their diets and hair from their shoulders. It's a quasi-intellectualized, entirely merchandised subculture of those who are husky, hairy, and homosexual, as the Bear Handbook puts it. Bears have been a fully fleshed-out alternative gay identity for at least a decade, but it seems the growling's louder than ever. And like any subculture, the bear community comes with its own distinct taxonomy. It's minorities within a minority within a minority. Most bears are bears, big and often balding, with bushy beards and beefy arms. The look is distinctly blue-collar and unfussy. Some consider themselves cubs, usually younger, though that can also mean smaller and younger-looking. The assumption is often that a cub's more submissive, such as Boo Boo to his yogi husbear, but that he'll likely grow into a bear himself. Body types can be difficult to categorize firmly, but a more muscular, hairy man who styles himself as being more sexually aggressive is known as a wolf, especially online, where these distinctions are key for personal erotic marketing. And then there's the otter, who's cub-like in age and, perhaps, disposition, but thin. A not-so-hairy younger guy who's looking for a daddy bear. Director John Waters used the handbook when researching his 2004 sexually utopian farce, A Dirty Shame. In the film, a family of overall-clad bears moves into suburbia, scaring the locals. Waters first realized how big the movement was when he happened to be in San Francisco for its annual bear festival. They call it coming out of the second closet, he says. This is partly because recognizing one's own earth sign nature or desires can mean accepting a particular set of rules, values, and inside jokes that places bears apart from many gay men obsessed with looking young and perfecting their abs. Bears even have their own earth tone version of the rainbow flag. Theirs is yellow, brown, and black, usually with a paw print. And though this might seem like a defensive posture, particularly in Manhattan, whose citizens, both straight and gay, tend to take a certain subconscious pride in living on an island stocked with beautiful, rich, thin people, bears consider themselves above all that, more manly, less sleek and effete. In 2003, Andrew Sullivan, himself increasingly ursine identified in his middle age, wrote an ode to guys like himself in Salon, big and burly and friendly. He went on to argue that, quote, to the outside world, they are largely invisible because they don't fit the obvious stereotype of gay men, propagated by shows like Boy Meets Boy and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, quote, these bears look more like the straight guys than the queer eyes, unquote. These days, there are bear Yahoo meetup groups, bear hooking up websites, bear nights at bars, and earnest bear memoirs. There's even a bear circuit, the current issue of A Bear's Life magazine. Your guide to the rapidly expanding bear phenomenon has Rosie O'Donnell's big bearded big brother, Danny, the state assemblyman, on the cover, strangely barefoot. And of course, there's tons of bear smut. Quote, the porn section in Lambda Rising in Baltimore is half new 350-pound men, and I don't get it, says Waters. Though to be fair, the fetish is not really about being fat. It's largely for regular guys who don't worry about a little punch. Maybe because so few people call them pretty in everyday life, bears seem particularly fond of holding beauty pageants. Last month, the Mr. Metro Bear and Mr. Metro Cub competitions in New York drew a beer-swilling crowd of men in black jeans and some kilts. The judges included Mr. Philadelphia Leather and International Mr. Deaf Cub. A floor show featured a synchronized dance number to song parodies, such as Milkshakes and Bring All the Cubs to the Yard. And in the end, the Mr. Metro Bear tiara, actually a studded leather sash, was won by a strapping bartender named Carmine, despite his having only a 36-inch waist. Mr. Metro Cub went to a 5'5 guy named Lewis. There was no award category for otters, for whom many bears seem to evince little interest. Committed to their subculture, they can be just as petty and dismissive as any buff, well-coiffed man at beige, which doesn't stop the otters from trying. As one friend of mine, whose blonde Bruce Weber model looks belie an interest in older, hairier, heftier, Bruce Valanche-like men, wrote to me, at its heart, I think it's an aesthetic of age, of finding men who look older, hence facial hair attractive. His gay friends have always been a little scandalized by his taste, but as he points out, this has been a part of gay culture since the symposium. Gay culture has its own denial issues. Still, with an increasingly out gay population, what gay looks like, smells like, and labels itself as well continues to diversify. I'm for bears because they have a sense of humor, Waters says. They're not muscle Marys, they're faux blue collar. Their fag hags are called Goldilocks. Every group has to fetishize itself. This one caught on because most people look like this. My generation has to eroticize everything. There'll be back rooms at old age homes. So says John Waters in Carl Swanson's article for the New Yorker magazine, entitled Grizzly Men, Otters and Wolves and Bears, Oh My. And don't forget to send in your funniest answer to the question, how many bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? Send them to bearsoup@bearradio.net. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy Ron Serratia.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.